dear sopranos and dear altos, there is another change in my recordings. We are dealing with the Credo, that's page 12, Credo by Franz Schubert. And I will not play the alto and the soprano by itself. I just want to remind you, and I think that is important that I don't have to say that again and again, because it's tiring and you stop listening to me. I will just make a few remarks about notes that have to be high enough, that are in danger to go flat. And maybe something like that, measure three, for both of your sections, it's a crescendo. And again, in 11, always this long notes have to have a life in themselves. And there's another one, what I would like to mention for the sopranos, measure 33. It is C, C, C all the time, but the harmonies change. So you have to pay attention that you don't go flat. It's this harmony, and this harmony, and then this. So stick to the really high enough C. But right now I will play the soprano and the alto, and you have your partner if you sing your part. And here we go. Accent. Crescendo. And a new beginning. I did that on purpose because that's a new area. Tenor bass. Tenor bass. Let me do that once more. That turning of the page is difficult. I started in 33. Again wrong. Alto's high enough, the G. That has to be unisono. A new tempo. High enough the G and the D.